Sunday morning. This is May 19th, 2019. The title of this is called I Bore You on Eagle's Wings. Exodus 19. This is what the Lord said to the children of Israel. They came out of Egypt. Exodus 19:4. You have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings. We could, you know, you could liken the world system and the system that's going down as to the same as the Egyptian system. It's still the Babylonian system, the Janis Jambri system. And how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Therefore, if you will obey my voice in truth and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own peculiar possession and treasure from among and above all peoples, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom, a priest, a holy nation. These are the words you shall speak to the Israelites. So, 1 Peter 2:9 is also the same scripture where a nation of kings and priests. Okay, the mother eagle carries the eaglet on her wings after she nudges the eaglet out of the nest. She keeps pushing the baby to the end of the nest until the baby falls over the edge. If the baby doesn't flap his wings, down goes mama and picks the baby up on her wings. She swoops down over and over to catch the eaglet on her wings until the eaglet engages his wings and flies. This is what God did for the children of Israel. Psalm 78 kind of tells the story of that. I'll begin with verse 9. It says, the children of Ephraim were armed and carrying bows, yet they turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk according to his law. Forgot his works and his wonders that he had shown them. Marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers in the land of Egypt, in the land of Zoan, where Pharaoh resided. He divided the Red Sea and caused them to pass through it, and he made the water stand like a heap. In the daytime also he led them with a pillar of cloud, and all night with a light of fire. He split rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink abundantly as out of the deep. He brought streams also out of the rock at Rephidim and Kadesh and caused waters to run down like rivers. Yet they still went on to sin against him by provoking and rebelling against the Most High in the wilderness in the land of drought. So in the time, you know, God bore them on eagle's wings, treated them like an eaglet. He kept pushing them to the edge, trying to get them to trust him. But when it came to the day that something was required of them, they turned back. The Lord's saying to us, it's time to fly. Stop with the bailout mentality. Now is the time for you to fly on your own. Just going to church on Sunday and hearing just good teaching is not enough. It must be applied. Okay, Mark 4, 24 through 25 talks about the man who goes to bed and gets up. Let me go over there. No, that's not it. That's below it. This is about if any man has ears to hear, let him be listening and let him perceive and comprehend. And he said to them, be careful what you're hearing. The measure of thought and study you give to the truth you hear will be the measure of virtue and knowledge that comes back to you, and more besides will be given you to hear who hear. The walk as a Christian is an every day and every hour. There should literally be no sick or impoverished in the body of Christ. That's the problem. We're so busy waiting in doctor's offices and trying to take care of ourselves that we don't care about a lost and dying world around us. Right here, this is Acts 4:32. The church in Acts, right here, verse 32. Now the company of believers was of one heart and soul, and not one of them claimed that anything which he possessed was his own. But everything they had was in common and for the use of all, and with great strength and ability and power, the apostles delivered their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace rested richly upon them all. Nor was there a destitute or needy person among them, for as many as were owners of lands or houses proceeded to sell them, and one by one they brought, gave back the amount received from the sales, and laid it at the feet of the apostles. Then distribution was made according to anyone had need. What I see today, most Christians are on their cruise ships or in their summer home or all that stuff, and they're doing their own stuff. He's talking here about putting his kingdom first and his business, and then all these things will be added. The mentality. Buzz in, get a quick fix, and buzz out. Don't think about it again until next Sunday. This is the problem. It will take more than Sunday to Sunday to get yourselves out of the mess you're in. And it's not my job to get you out of it. This is my job, and I'll tell you my job, 2 Timothy 2. 22. First, he says, shun youthful lust and flee from them and aim at and pursue righteousness. In other words, grow up. All that is virtuous and good, right living, conformity to the will of God in thought, word, and deed, and aim at and pursue faith, love, and peace, harmony, and concord with others in fellowship with all Christians who call upon the Lord out of a pure heart. But refuse, shut your mind against having nothing to do with trifling, ill-informed, unedifying, stupid controversies over ignorant questionings, for you know that they foster strife and breed quarrels. And the servant of the Lord must not be quarrelsome, fighting and contending. Instead, he must be kindly to everyone and mild-tempered, preserving the bond of peace. He must be skilled and suitable teacher, patient and forbearing and willing to suffer wrong. He must correct his opponents with courtesy and gentleness in the hope that God may grant that they will repent and come to know the truth, that they will perceive and recognize and become accurately acquainted with and acknowledge it, and that they may come to their senses and escape out of the snare of the devil, having been held captive by him henceforth to do his will. So I bring the word, and you rescue yourself out of the snare of the devil. I don't rescue you out. I just bring what the Lord's telling me to bring. The food I bring, I serve it up, you hear it, and then what? So much is left to the minister. I know all our days going to church with the minister didn't do it for us. They wanted to get rid of him and get somebody else. We're here to buzz in, get our blessing. Pray this off of me! An explosion of cell groups and prayer chains. And just pray for me so I can go to work and do stuff I need to do. But you can go. It's okay for you to stay home on your knees and pray for me. Pray for your own self. Come on, it's time to grow up. After the word is consumed, the responsibility becomes yours. You recover yourself out. It's not my job to recover you. That's your job. The word will work. Even the eagle will only coddle for so long. This is the way it is with God. He had them on his wings until a certain time that he required them to step up. And when they didn't, we know what happened. After all the stuff he did for the Israelites, there was a day that came he expected them to walk on their own, or on their own. You can go read Numbers 13 and 14. It's been long today. So Numbers 13 was when they sent the spies in, and they come back with the bad report. They saw the giants. They didn't see the grapes on the pole. Oh, we be as grasshoppers in their sight. The Lord has been saying for a few weeks now that he is removing the crutches. He wants us to trust him and walk by faith. Time to walk in the truth, believing that what the word says about us is true, not what the world says about us. We're well, we're rich, we're overcomers, and we walk by faith. That's a song. All our enemies are now to be focused on taking the... No, all our energies are now to be focused on taking the gospel of the kingdom and getting the lost saved, the sick well, and the poor prosperous, and the captives free. God needs us in this hour. The virgins fully awake, lamps full of oil, ready to move into the kingdom age. This process is necessary. Be cautious. Don't bail out those because God is nudging you out of the nest. The Lord is teaching them to depend on Him, and by this causing them to not repeat their mistakes. In other words, the Lord's saying, when you see people that God is nudging to the edge of the nest, don't bail them out. Be careful. Let Him lead you in your giving or what you are to do, because you can absolutely get in God's way. Lots of cripples and sick physically and spiritually in the body of Christ today. They're unusual at this point. So we got a big job ahead of us.